the conquerors and the natives. Judging from Columbus' descriptions, a positive image of the Indians emerges. They do not carry weapons, nor do they know them, for I showed them swords, and they grabbed them by the blade and cut themselves on account of their ignorance. They do not have iron. In a letter sent to the Spanish monarchs, Columbus underlines the generosity of these people. They are so naive and generous with all they have that anyone who hasn't seen them wouldn't believe it. Anything that they possess, if requested, they refuse to give. Instead, they invite you to share it with them. The huge American continent was inhabited then by numerous peoples, who often lived isolated from each other. The great spaces and the small number of inhabitants did not facilitate the exchanges between different civilizations. In this world, so different from Europe, landed the Spanish conquistadors, especially members of the gentry and soldiers in search of new riches. They were responsible for the massacre of the indigenous population of America. They robbed the natives of their wealth and killed men, women, and children. Behind the ranks of these adventurers were the sovereigns of Europe, first the Spanish. The conquest and occupation of the American territories did in fact bring gold and silver in huge quantities into the coffers of the rulers of Spain and finance their wars of conquest in Europe. For the peoples of the Americas, the arrival of the Europeans was shocking. Men with fair skin, clothes in iron with armors and shields, with firearms and horses unknown to the natives. Ignoring the existence of weapons, they called rifles fire trumpets, terrified by the deafening noise and the consequences of gunfire. Very probably they remained baffled by many innovations they did not know. From the less significant details, such as the beard of European soldiers, to the greater magic, such as writing. Europeans are initially also very impressed by these people, who often are naked and do not carry weapons. The natives have very much gold, but do not give it the same significance it has for Europeans. Gradually, Europeans understand that it was easy to enslave these populations, convert them to Christianity forcefully, and make them collect gold for the new rulers. Two decisive factors for the victory of the conquistadors were the horses and the spread of deadly diseases brought by the Europeans in America. It is obvious that it was difficult for the natives, on foot and poorly armed, to get the better of a cavalry charge, even if composed of only a few dozen horses. Also, diseases such as measles, plague, smallpox, influenza, and typhoid end up decimating, a bit at a time, the peoples of the Americas. The American peoples, with no contacts outside their own continent, and often even among them, had much weaker immune systems than Europeans, who had already been in contact with other civilizations. But above all, the Europeans had domesticated many species of animals, which are carriers of germs and infectious diseases. The Americans, however, had very few domestic animals and were therefore defenseless against the microbes they carry. When Columbus arrived in the New World on his second voyage in 1493, the first signs of clashes involving the commander, the Spanish, and the indigenous people begin to arise because of a progressive enslavement action on the part of the colonizers. Soon, the diversity of the indigenous is considered a sin. Not knowing the God of the Christians, walking around half naked, not following the European rules of a civilized way of life. A dramatic consequence of the colonization of the Americas was the black slave trade from Africa. Since the indigenous people had been decimated by the violence of the conquistadores, the diseases they brought, and the punitive working pace, the Europeans needed new labor to extract the precious metals in the mines and to work in the cotton and sugar cane fields. They organized a slave trade involving millions of men, women, and children. The ships set sail from Sevilla or Lisbon, reached the African coast of Guinea and Angola, where slaves were loaded in atrocious conditions. Those who survived the trip were sold as soon as they landed on American shores.